Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives. Hey, morning gang. See, we're a gang too, like those 28 or 29-year-old women. They're a gang. Something happened today that threw me. I was hoping you could help me figure it out. I went into an immediate care center for a finger laceration. Before going in, I put on my N95 mask. When I walked in, the lady at the front asked me to remove my mask and handed me one of their generic thin hospital ones to put on. This surprised me, since I'm pretty sure my N95 was way more effective than the thin hospital one she gave me. I'm wondering, is this standard procedure that hospitals and immediate care centers ask you to remove your mask and put on a new one? And what's the reason behind something like that? Just wondering, Molly.
Like that.
anybody know? Any hospital workers? Is that standard operating procedure? SOP? 312-233-1019. Take off your filthy, gross N95 mask you've been heaving and breathing in for the past 6 months and put on this fresh little thin blue thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's standard or maybe that's it. Maybe they're afraid you're dragging in more germs with your mask that you've been wearing forever than the fresh one they're giving away.
That's right. What I wondered. I went to a physical therapy appointment, and they did the same thing. I had a mask, but they had a whole stack of them at the front door, and they gave me a new one.
Now, they gave it to you, but did they make you change, or did they go, we have masks here if you'd like them?
Well, it's interesting because I didn't ask. They handed it to me, so I made the assumption that I had
one
to
on
wear
at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even walk in the building without one.
Got it.
So I went ahead and put it on, but my thought at the time was, well, couldn't this one be dirty too?
Right.
So because it was open.
What about the filthy one that's completely discolored that I've been heaving and breathing into?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Anybody work in a hospital, an immediate care center, doctors, nurses, anybody. Little help. Somebody at the door. Work the front desk. I don't know. So Molly says she had a finger laceration. Rushed to the immediate care center. Was wearing her N95 mask. They're like, get that thing off. You've been wheezing in that thing for 2 months.
Yeah.
Put on one of these fresh little thin blue masks we've got for you. He's like, is that standard? Hi, Nurse Dana.
Hi, Eric.
Is that standard? And is this happening all the time? And why is it?
Well, it actually is standard because people come in with all sorts of masks and they don't know what the grade of them are. Mm-hmm. So we basically switch all of them to our regular surgical masks, which are extremely effective against COVID-19. So
you're controlling the environment in a safe and healthy manner.
Yeah, so even nurses at the start of it were making their own masks, trying to get compatible to an N95.
Right.
And they were like, nope, take them off and put on your little thin surgical mask, but it works. I've been working N95 since the start, and I am healthy as a horse.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's good.
So that means I would have to take off, like, my Blackhawk scarf that I'm using, or the shirt that I have over my head, or the picture I saw over the weekend of a woman wearing men's underwear over her face.
Yeah.
So you would make me change all of those things.
Yeah, well, what you could do is you could put your the mask we give you on and then put your underwear over that if you like.
Good thinking. Can't beat the layering system.
Yeah.
It keeps us entertained.
There
so
you go.
Go ahead and do it.
Well, you deserve a little entertainment for the time you're putting in. No doubt about it. Thank
We've
you, Nurse Dana.
There today. No problem. Have a good day.
You too. All right. So, yeah, it's just in the interest of health and uniformity. Mm-hmm. Trying to make sure that all rules are maintained and followed.
Well, they know
sense.
What they're doing.
Yeah. It's July 13th today. Mm-hmm. A summer unlike any other. A summer that Whip and Melissa and Violetta think is the greatest ever.
Yeah. I like it.
They're like, I hope we have a pandemic every year.
It's been different.
You want me to push them off the 27th floor, all three of them? You know, everything that we had planned, street festivals, summer of rock, all the cool stuff we had, all the activities, Cubs games, let's cancel everything. Let's sit around in our backyards and look at each other.
Oh, my
all
God.
All right. If that's what excites you. Top three things still to accomplish this summer. Tie at number three, Linda.
I still have to attend my daughter's high school graduation ceremony.
You know what? I saw a bunch of social media posts, some high school graduation ceremonies taking place this past weekend.
Okay.
People standing alone on stages, that kind of thing. Not to be confused with the tie at number three, Greg.
Well, I got a gazebo that I have to put together. It's still sitting in the garage in the box.
Brand new gazebo's got to go up. See all the exciting summer stuff to get to.
I'm telling you, he sounds excited.
Ad number two, Bill, summer of 2020, the greatest ever. You still have to get what accomplished?
I still got to weed my garden.
Yeah, weed the garden.
That is exciting.
Finally, in at number one, Woody, the highlight, the remaining thing to get done for the summer of 2020 is...
Got to chop down a dead pine tree.
There you are.
A pine tree?
Chop down a dead pine tree.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Eric, I bought a chainsaw about 2 years ago. It's still sitting in the garage.
Well, what a great summer for it.
This is the one.
Past summers, you'd have cool things to do. But this summer, not so much.
It's the summer chainsaws.
Yeah.
Now you can get her done.
All right, there you go. Chop down the dead pine tree. The main goal for the summer of 2020. If I'd have told him that back in January, you know what you're going to look forward to? Chopping down a dead pine tree.
With The Empire Strikes Back being the number one movie. Yeah. What planet are you on?
What a great year. Below the line, 49. We made the announcement. Our first ever party. Following the rules as put forth by the governor for phase four. No gatherings of 50 people or more.
Mm.
That's your cutoff. So, all right, we're fine. We'll have 49.
Cool.
Mixed summer event happening 5:30 to 7:30, Harry Carey's Tavern, Navy Pier, July 21st. It's invite only. All right, so be listening for your chance to win. Yep. You like the idea, huh? Anybody listening who with an idea for entertainment? You like the idea, Gwen?
Yes, I do.
Of?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Somebody else is thinking
that. We could be playing bingo while other stuff's going on.
Well, that's true.
You can always play bingo.
Right. Bingo while drinking?
Yeah.
When's the last time you played bingo, Gwen?
It's been a while.
All right. Yeah, see? So there you go.
Right.
It's fun to try something different.
Bob, you believe good entertainment would be what?
I think you should get Ronnie Woo-Woo.
Ronnie Woo-Woo.
He may just show up anyway.
That is the latest of Ronnie Woo-Woo.
Whoa. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's not around the park, probably.
No baseball.
He may be just shouting outside Wrigley Field with nobody in it.
Remember when he got new teeth?
Ronnie Woo, I do remember that. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
You suggest?
Pictures with Mayor Lightfoot.
Mayor Lightfoot.
Oh, my God.
You know what? If only we could get a call back.
No.
Still no call from the mayor's office.
She doesn't like
us. Maybe she'll come to the party.
Well, maybe we can invite the governor.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
That's something.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, definitely.
That could be an idea. 312-233-1019. Donna, entertainment ideas for our below-the-line 49 party.
How about some magic, like a magician?
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
Yes.
We could have a magician while playing bingo.
Right.
We got Ronnie Woo calling off the numbers.
You might not be able to understand him.
B, woo, 42, woo. Exactly. Chris, woo, Bryant, woo.
That's great. Kim, your idea.
Since it's below the line, you should do a bimbo competition.
Yeah, good thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
See, brainstorming. Maybe that's how you enter. Have a limbo
that's
bar
how you
set up
enter
below the line.
That's how you line up to get your next drink.
What is 49 inches off the ground? How tall is that?
Man.
Perfect. Below the line, 49.
Yeah.
Enter.
More than 2 feet.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Well, we missed so many holidays. We missed
4 feet.
You know, St. Paddy's Day, Easter, Memorial Day. So you have an Easter Bunny. You have a leprechaun. You have
all the missed holidays
day,
are attended
you know?
by those that represented the holidays.
Yeah.
Wow. Easter Bunny comes walking in with a mask
gosh.
On. Little leprechaun.
I kind of like that.
It's great. Sorry we missed you. Welcome to the party. All right, writing all these down. We're coming up with ideas. It's an evolving process. Our first ever party with Below the Line 49. What do they smell like? 312-233-1019. Are you folks saying that your romantic partner has no smell whatsoever, an unidentifiable smell? Violetta's been with like 9 guys that smell like popcorn.
No.
It's a joke.
Back in the movie theater.
The scent of your romantic partner can improve your sleep efficiency and aid in your bonding to one another. Your romantic partner, Kathy, smells like what?
He smells like a baby.
Like a baby.
I think it's because of his deodorant. He always uses the same deodorant. Dove.
I wonder what that would be. Dove.
Like a baby.
Oh, really? Like maybe baby powder?
You know, powder fresh.
No, Dove, yeah.
Dove has baby that powder? Scent, yeah.
Do you enjoy
it
that
like
scent?
A baby.
Yeah, it's fresh. I don't like cologne. I don't like anything like that. So I'd rather you smell like a baby than like a used car salesman.
Sure.
Oh, is that what he does? Yeah. Or? Yeah.
You know, that whole used car salesman smell. I mean, you cannot go into a used car place without just breathing it in.
Oh, a lot of cologne.
Yeah, we all know what that's like, right? 312-233-1019. Where is this one going? Tony, your romantic partner smells like what?
She smells like a sweet beef sandwich with sweet peppers, baby.
Oh, Tony.
I want to be all over that.
I want to be all over that.
Who doesn't love that?
Oh, my God.
You smell like a sweet beef sandwich.
God.
Thank you, Tony. Strip clubs are now offering a more teasing experience as the headline with social distancing and face masks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
girls
sexy.
Wearing them?
Yeah. How sexy is this got to be right here?
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, gentlemen's clubs were allowed to reopen June 26th as a part of Phase 4. When the Admiral Theater, right here in Chicago, reopens Friday, the strip club will do so with a teeny bit of false advertising. Strictly speaking, the women won't be totally nude. They'll have a flimsy piece of material draped across their faces.
Looking at their face anyway.
I love this story. You got to go down a couple of paragraphs for my favorite part, though.
I'm getting there.
It's great already.
Sam Cicola, the venue's owner for the last 31 years, isn't overly concerned. The mask only covers her face, and many of the guests might not be looking at her face, said Cicola. He's right.
Yeah.
Sam knows what he's talking about. He's been in the business for 31 years. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. He goes on to say, a visit to the strip club always been something of a, you know, personal experience, even more so now with the coronavirus restrictions and the Phase 4 reopening. Everyone must remain 6 feet apart at all times.
What? Oh.
That's a rule, social distancing.
Yeah, watch but don't touch.
That means private dances, as Cicola calls them, will be a lot less private. In the next couple of days, we've got the girls coming in. We're going to do a dry run with some of the employees acting as customers to see how we can entertain people and still stay safe. So, like, Joe the bartender's like, Joe, go sit down. Amber's going to dance for you. Let's see how this works. So Joe sits down, and they determine whether or not the dance is actually going to work. But if you're not getting an actual lap dance, should you get a discount? Cicola was asked. Cicola's response, a discount? Absolutely not. We're having a hard enough time persuading entertainers to come back to work wearing these masks and face shields and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
A discount? What are you kidding me? I can't even get them to come back to work with this stuff. I'm not giving you a discount. Never happened. Whip won't do it. He should. Three-fourths of people, 72%, basically. People feel happier after making blank decisions. A decision described as this. What would that be? Lori.
Planning a vacation?
Okay, no, that's not it. But so you know what that would be? That would be one of these decisions.
It would
be to plan a vacation.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Jeff.
Food, what to eat?
Again, same thing. One of these decisions, you've thought it through to the next level. One of these decisions could be described as what to eat.
Exactly.
Tell them what it is, Nick.
Is it a spontaneous?
Exactly right. So you could have a spontaneous decision to plan a vacation. You could have a spontaneous decision to determine what to eat. 72% of people feel happier after making a spontaneous, in-the-moment decision. 3 out of 4. Are you that kind of person, Nick?
And the funny thing about it is that actually I'm headed to Lake Geneva today. And the wife said, are you going to pack your bag last night? And I said, nope, because once I zip that bag, I'm going to have anxiety. What is in that bag?
And you're only going an hour and 20 minutes away. It's a very stressful experience going to Lake Geneva. I need some time to process this. The average American makes 6,709 spontaneous decisions every year.
What? Wow, that's a lot.
Say that number again.
6,709.
I guess, if you consider the little ones.
All of them.
Yeah.
Those who considered themselves a spontaneous person were 40% more likely to consider themselves a happy person as well. Not only that, but they were also 38% more likely to feel content and satisfied with their life.
Oh, yeah.
So spontaneity is the key to happiness and satisfaction, according to this, at least.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Nick isn't the kind of guy who just wakes up and goes, let's go to Lake Geneva today. I just feel it. Let's do this.
Right.
You see the anxiety he felt?
Totally.
But if he didn't, if he just was more along those lines, he'd be happier and more satisfied. Sorry, Nick, not to say you aren't.
Yeah.
Like, Whip, this isn't your style.
No, no, not usually. Yeah, I feel like I have to do something around here or something, you know, unless I
You don't just make, like, you don't just wake, you're not the kind of guy that just wakes up one day and goes, you know what I want? I want a camper.
No,
and
you know,
and buy a camper.
The extent of it might be, you know what, I want tacos. I will do that. Mm-hmm. Camper, no.
Just right. On the food level, huh?
So are all your spontaneous decisions based on size? As long as it's a small, not very impactful kind of decision, then you'll do it?
A large order of tacos sometimes I will do.
Uh-huh.
Would, so you wouldn't get up and just leave and go on like a 2 or 3 hour trip?
Or even book it. Like just wake up and go, you know what? We're booking a trip to Hawaii today.
Too many things to figure out.
See? There you go.
Oh, wow.
It's fun to make a rash decision because then you can just blame it on, well, I didn't have time to think about it.
Rash sounds bad.
Oh, does
like,
it?
Yeah.
Like your spontaneous decision wasn't a good one. You normally hear people go, that was rash that I did that.
No.
But this camper that I have in my driveway for the past year, that was a rash spontaneous decision.
Yeah.
No, they're
when
good.
When you're spontaneous, you don't have time to think about the negatives.
312-233-1019. Can you think of your last spontaneous decision? And by that, I mean large spontaneous.
Oh,
where you just
man.
Woke up one day and decided to do this. Or over your lunch hour at work. When your lunch hour started, you hadn't had this plan, but by the end of it, you did.
Right. I love
you
know, this
You
stuff.
Went to lunch and everything was fine. At the end of lunch, you're a brand new car owner.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Like, I didn't plan that. The moment just happened.
Right. Like your man flies you to Vegas.
Like your man flies you to Vegas. Why is everything so personal to you? That sounds like
what?
Something very personal.
It's not, though. I swear. It just sounded good at the moment.
I don't think that would be your decision. That'd be mostly his.
But
notice
I'd be
Melissa
on board.
Doesn't say, I flew him to Vegas or I flew myself. Melissa's
no.
example was somebody pays for me to do something.
Well, yeah. Come on.
72% of people feel happier after a spontaneous decision. They describe themselves as a spontaneous person and happy and feel content and satisfied with their life. Mm. Which would explain why Whip is struggling.
Yes, I am
like,
struggling.
I feel like like you wake up in the morning and it's a process to decide whether or not you're even going to go to your parents' pool.
No, well,
like
maybe
you got to weigh the pros and
that's
cons,
true. That's true, yep.
The timing of it,
that's
if
true.
It'll
chance
work,
of rain.
Traffic issues.
Oh, chance of rain
of these,
is very important.
All of these different influences
totally
rather than just
true.
Waking up and going, let's go.
Yeah, those are all facts.
Your spontaneous decision along the lines, Keith, you're answering Melissa's prayers.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Are
yeah.
you?
I believe
no,
you.
I'm sorry.
I'm
just listening. Yeah. I met her June 21st, 2003.
Melissa, you met her?
No. My girlfriend.
Got
yeah, see, I set you up, Keith. I set you up there.
We went, nice to meet you, Melissa.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I took her to Cabo San Lucas.
Really?
Cabo, now you're talking.
Just on a spontaneous decision, you took your girlfriend to Cabo. Because see what happened, Keith, was a second ago, Melissa said.
And we've been together.
Okay, all right.
Keith
oh,
wants
man.
To tell his story.
You know, because Melissa had
yeah,
said, wouldn't it be great if your boyfriend just up and took you somewhere?
Yeah, exactly.
And then lo and behold, Keith calls and does that exact thing.
Keith
That'd
is now
awesome.
Regretting his spontaneous decision
right.
to call a radio show.
That's right. Actually, I'm regretting trying to set him up for the moment. That's on me.
Okay.
That's on me.
You live in
I was
the, you live
ready
in
for him to tie it all together, and I'm a big dummy that
didn't
believe that would work. Jasmine.
Hi. So it was actually my husband, and we were supposed to go to Paris in March, but everything got canceled. So
right.
I think my husband was feeling bad, and it was totally spontaneous. So he was looking at tickets to go to Texas, San Antonio. So we went.
They're very cheap
day.
Right now to go to Texas, Arizona, Florida. You can get there for a dime.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wear a mask.
We went. We went for one night, and I went to back to work the next morning.
Look at that.
Wow.
Your impromptu, spontaneous San Antonio trip.
I love it.
And then right back to 14 days of quarantine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not exactly.
Welcome to the strangest times ever. Hi there, Annie. Your spontaneous decision.
Yeah, so the first day of quarantine, I went out and adopted a cat.
Oh, boy.
Whoa!
See, now, here's the difference. That spontaneous decision stays with you for about 14 years.
Oh,
as opposed
pleasurable.
To Jasmine's, it stayed with her for one day. How's it been going?
Oh, my gosh. Best decision I ever made.
Aww.
See? There you go. I wonder how many people make that spontaneous decision about 3 weeks in and they're like, why did I do that?
No, they're happy.
I have 14 years with this now.
Happy, happy.
It's going to be crazy.
Woo! Monday, hey, what's up? Want to know who broke up? Stuff to make you crack up. It's the weekend wrap-up. Turn it up!
Time to turn up the weekend wrap-up. Who broke up? Let's talk about our good friend, former SNL star Bill Hader. Bill Hader splits with Rachel Bilson. I had forgotten they were even dating. Bill Hader, 42, and the OC alumnus Rachel Bilson, she's 38, have amicably split, multiple sources say to People magazine.
She's so cute.
They began their relationship in January, so it's not like they've been together forever.
Mm-hmm.
Not even count.
They kind of look like brother and sister.
If you've only been together since January, is that a relationship?
I
think it is. 6 months.
Is it?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, is that a...
It's a thing. What do you...
When does it move from dating to a relationship?
Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feels like 6 months. Is that... I don't know. They are in a full relationship, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Blake Shelton is going to headline a drive-in concert inspired by the success of Garth Brooks' recent drive-in show.
I mean, I read that, and I mean, I'm glad people are starting to do that. These artists are doing that because now we're getting concerts, just not the way we were planning to.
Although, as Whip reported right before we left for vacation, this kind of stuff is happening, but people are making the mistake of thinking the artist is actually going to be there.
Right. Somehow, if you're in if you're in Cedar Rapids and you're going to a drive-in.
I thought he was going to be there.
Well, what's the point? They show him on the big screen.
Right. You go sit in your car.
Why can't you go there? Mm-hmm. Why can't he just perform and they're in their car?
Well, I think that he performs, but then they project it. Isn't that how it works?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are some of them where they're showing them across the country.
Right.
Like the Garth Brooks one, who was in 350 cities or something.
Oh.
And so people in the middle of nowhere are like, well, you mean Garth isn't here?
Right.
No, he's not there.
Right.
That's how
he is somewhere, and he is performing.
Right.
Just not for you and your spot.
Right. But on screen, you can enjoy it anyway.
Will Smith curses out 50 Cent. In IG DMs about Jada Pinkett Smith's fling with August Alsina. Have you been following that story?
This has been everywhere.
This is huge.
This story.
Yeah. So I guess after the story broke that she had this affair, and then she said, well, actually, Will and I had talked about it, and he knew and was fine. And then August Alsina says, well, then I had a conversation with Will, and he gave permission, which is weird that they have this open relationship, some people are saying, and they're saying not, so it's very confusing.
Yeah.
So then they sat down and read Table Talk, which is her Facebook watch series, and talked it out, they being Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
Yeah, he interviewed her, kind of clarifying all the situation.
So then 50 Cent sent Will Smith, I'm going to read exactly verbatim what they sent each other.
Okay.
50 Cent sent Will Smith, yo, Will, you all right over there? After this aired.
Okay.
Jada Pinkett Smith. To which Will responded, yes, I'm cool. I appreciate your concern, my brother. To which 50 Cent said, but why she tell you that S on a show for everybody to see? To which Will Smith responded, we broke up, so she did her and I did me. To which 50 Cent responded, she said only she can give permission for somebody to blow her back out.
Oh, my God!
To which Will Smith responded, F you, 50. To which 50 Cent responded, damn, it's like that? What I do?
Oh, my God! 50!
I don't know, I just like the conversation.
Oh, my God, what I do?
Blow her back out.
Yeah. Well, she described it as an entanglement, which was really weird, too.
Blow her back out. Property Brothers plans to return to production. Details, coronavirus precautions. I know Melissa loves Property Brothers, so I thought I'd throw that out.
New ones of those
are coming. New book is coming from Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
She's revealed her memoir title and cover, which is The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Nobody cares?
The ego of Mariah Carey.
No,
Aaron Rodgers says he's not sure if there'll be an NFL season this year.
It feels, everything feels kind of iffy, doesn't it?
Cameron Diaz has announced a new wine collection.
Yeah.
You know, she hasn't acted in like 10 years.
Yeah, it's kind of like she fell off the face.
No, she wanted to stop, and then she just had a baby not that long ago by surrogate.
Okay.
So now she's got a new wine collection.
Mm-hmm.
Violetta, a few moments ago, was telling us what's hot on the talk. I didn't hear a word she said, which leads to a viral TikTok that shows how younger generations gesture being on the phone compared to an older generation. So if you say you're on the phone, like you do a gesture, what do you think the older generation does as their gesture, like I'm on the phone? What do you think it is?
Like,
describe it to me.
Like the three fingers bent in and the pinky and the thumb
out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The older gesture is showing a pinky and a thumb extended like I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
When a younger generation, the father of two in the TikTok video, proceeds to ask his two young kids how they would demonstrate talking on the phone, what do you think they do?
Like point to their mouth? I'm talking.
Flat palm next to the face. This the flat palm right next to the face.
Really?
Oh, you know, like a flat iPhone right next to the
face. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You have to watch that one on TikTok.
Yeah, I need to see that.
I was off last week, played a little golf. Should have played with this guy. You might have heard about him last week. John Pianowski from Woodstock. He's 100 years old and refuses to quit golfing.
Oh.
Good for him, right?
Here's what I like. Pianowski's other hobbies include drinking martinis, trading stocks on his smartphone, and driving.
Driving.
Oh, my, I want to be his best friend.
This guy's perfect.
He's awesome.
He does everything I want to do.
Yeah.
Plays golf, drinks martinis, trades stocks on his cell phone. This guy's living the dream.
Not all
He's
at
100.
One time, I hope.
That's fantastic.
That is perfect.
I share this next story because of a news story I saw last night. Montana runner reports minor injuries after colliding with a bear.
Colliding.
Whoa.
Like the bear ran in front of the car?
No, they actually ran into each other. A Kalispell, Montana woman in her 30s had to seek medical help for minor injuries Saturday after she collided with a bear while running on a trail in Glacier National Park.
What the?
The staff said Saturday afternoon the woman was a trail runner and on the Huckleberry Lookout Trail. Mm. I'll be your Huckleberry. Name the movie.
Huckleberry Finn?
Nope. Oh. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
Oh, the Box of Chocolates movie.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Val Kilmer. I'll be your Huckleberry. Tombstone it is. Tombstone.
Never heard of it.
All right.
The surprise encounter was reported about 9 a.m. and occurred about 4 miles down the trail. The woman was running with two other people and was the lead runner when she and the bear collided head-on and tumbled together off the trail.
Oh, holy I wonder cow. If it was a baby bear.
I don't know. The woman and her two friends reportedly walked back down the trail and met rangers. The reason I bring that up is because I saw a news story last night about a guy who was house-sitting in Aspen.
Yeah,
lucky guy. A bear got in the house. He was asleep, and he's like, I heard something in the kitchen, and I went down there, and there's a bear.
What?
And so the bear, like, swatted him with the paw and attacked him a little bit, but he's fine, and then he got out. So they're interviewing him, and the odd part was it looked like they were interviewing him immediately after the bear attack.
Really?
I know they weren't, but it looked that way.
Was he sweaty?
No, because he had sunglasses on, but they were on crooked.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Like, crooked on his head, like he'd just been smacked.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Can somebody fix his sunglasses before the interview? It looks like the bear attack happened 8 seconds ago.
Right, it's all disheveled.
Finally, on the weekend wrap-up, a North Carolina son was shocked to find a stranger's body in his mom's casket.
Oh, wow.
How in the world?
Yep, York Memorial Park is where the family thought they'd laid Elise McInnes to rest. Days after her July 2nd funeral, they found out their burial was for a complete stranger in an awful body mix-up. People in the funeral business are saying they've never heard of anything like it. She doesn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. So somehow they'd switched the bodies between two caskets, and the McInnes family buried the wrong person. Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. You think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.